8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm Mike Hogan. And with me today, Melissa Wirth. It has been said many times incorrectly, I'll grant you, but it's been said many times, rock and roll music is a man's world, and oh boy, are they wrong, and Omaha Girls Rock is an organization out to prove that each and every day. Welcome.
Thank you.
Executive Director of Omaha Girls Rock, Melissa Wirth. It is funny. It's been very interesting. You know, on PBS, they've been showing the Ken Burns documentary on country music, which right. also crosses into rock and roll and things. And incredible to see the power of women in music. When you take a Loretta Lynn, a Patsy Cline, a Dolly Parton, women who took charge of their careers, just amazing. But the first thing you have to do is have a vehicle by which you can learn music, play with music, right?
Absolutely.
And so Omaha Girls Rock, how do they help?
Well, primarily our mission is to empower youth through the music education. And so what we want them to do is take that education and what they learn through our programming and give back to their community, be able to empower their voice to use it however they would like to improve their community.
Sure. But what are some of the things that you do as far as the programs that you have for the gals? I mean, from music writing and learning instruments and that type of thing. I mean, what is it that the organization provides?
Our primary programming, it would be our summer camps. We serve girls and youth through ages 4 through 16. So they will participate in instrument instruction. They will form bands and write an original song with that band. And then they will also take workshops that have to do with inclusivity, leadership development, arts within music. And so all of that really focusing on a well-rounded sort of education so that they come out with a representation as well as, you know, obviously more ability on an instrument and then an ability to use their creative voice.
How did you get involved?
I got involved at the very beginning in 2011. A friend of mine invited me to the first meeting and I just really fell in love with the mission. And I have a background in education, so I felt like I could help out in some way.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. On October 11th, which is a Friday, at the Slowdown over there at 729 North 14th Street, there's an event taking place. It's the third annual fundraiser, 90s theme this year.
Yes.
Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, so our fundraiser, Omaha Girls Rock Presents, focuses on celebrating women in music and all of the different genres within that women play, all of the different decades and you know, styles of music. And so we thought this year would be appropriate to play the 90s. And so it's not just one artist. In the past, we've done Madonna and Tina Turner. And so this year, it's a wide array of genre within the 90s.
What say do the young ladies have in picking out what songs they get to showcase?
Well, it's actually, the band is actually formed with volunteers and professional musicians who specifically formed this band to perform at the fundraiser. And so we will have youth there giving testimonies about what their experience within Omaha Girls Rock has been. It's kids who have graduated out of our programming. And so they will give their testimonies and then the band will play music and we'll have other, you know, fun games. We're going to have an adult beverage ring toss. We're going to have some raffle prizes that are focused on the 90s that are actually very amazing. We'll have a photo booth and just, you know, chance to dance to 90s music.
Sure.
It's been a while.
So, it has. and really, in fact, it's been too long if you're asking me. I can't believe how fast it's gone. So really an opportunity to come together, enjoy some music, enjoy a wonderful evening of entertainment and fun.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you're helping out Omaha Girls Rock.
Exactly. Yeah. All of the proceeds will go back to supporting our programming and new programming. that we have starting.
Great. Any sneak peeks on some of the new programming?
We're going to have a new gear program where we'll focus on the technical side of music and the ability for people to rent some of our gear for their performance purposes or learning. And so that's one of them, yeah. And then another instrument instruction program.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. That's very exciting. You can't underestimate the production side, the ability to take that music that you make and put it into a digital form that people can hear.
Right. And we feel there is a real need for girls and those identifying as femme to really gain that education, because the lack of representation within that field is low. And so we really want to build that up.
Absolutely.
Community.
Yeah. Music producers and engineers, the whole bit. That's wonderful. It's just wonderful. OmahaGirlsRock.org is the website one would go to find more information about this. It happens on October 11th at the Slowdown, 729 North 14th Street. She's Melissa Worth. Morning Edition continues right now.